What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, earlier today we covered a very revealing webinar put on by the fine folks at Zogo Finance, and it was entitled Five College Students Reveal Things They Hate About Their Banks. And in this webinar, a lot of topics were covered. But in this particular clip, they talk about solutions for financial institutions that will attract the Gen Z, the millennial crowd. And here's their responses. Check it out.
Them at the end. So Tyler, do you think like banks and financial institutions do a good job of shedding light on, you know, building credit and how important it is to younger generations currently? Like, do you think they do a decent job of that?
So to be honest with you, I would lean more on the side of saying, in my experience, banks work to persuade people or younger people just to sign up. I know at Penn State, maybe not anymore with the pandemic, but your first week back at school for each semester, there are these giant career fairs. And intermixed with the career fairs are different booths for banks. With I just clearly remember there being signs saying, open a line of credit here and get a few $100 to start. And there was never this direction of open this line of credit so you can start building strong credit for your future. It was more just we want you to sign up here and then maybe we'll reap the benefits of it in the future. But I definitely don't think there's been a strong communication of how important it is. At least with myself and my friends, I don't think everyone understands it as much as they should.
And do you have any suggestions as to how maybe financial institutions could shed light on it? I'm trying to think what like some ideas they could implement would be. I don't know if you had any thoughts on that.
Yeah, off the top of my head, it's pretty popular statement that college students are usually low on funds around the year. So I'm thinking that maybe an incentive program where signing up with so-and-so bank can offer small amounts of cash as a reward for on-time payments or some type of performance goal based on really good credit management. The better you do, the more on time your payments are, you'll get more rewards, you'll get more cash, because college students are always looking for little ways to get just a little bit more money to go out or buy that extra textbook they might need. So some way to return some money back to the college students, but also communicate to them why they're doing this and how building credit can be really important for them. And I think that'd be a great way to show it.
No, for sure. I mean, even just like free coffee, I feel like if I was getting free coffee or something in college as an incentive, like 100%, I would be on board. Deja, did you have any like thoughts on things that financial institutions could do to shed light on this?
I was thinking more at the high school level, because I feel like, just thinking about when I was in high school, not everyone I went to high school with did go to college, but banks are regulated by the government, so I really feel like it should be a part of school curriculums, like that people learn in their junior or senior year, so that if you make bad financial or credit decisions, then at least you were informed as to the decisions that you were making. I feel like a lot of people make bad decisions because they don't know that they're bad decisions to make credit-wise, so some way of implementing it as a finance course that's required, or I know in economics, the most I learned about credit in high school was the definition of credit. And that was it. So even incorporating it into courses more structurally so that people can know the ins and outs of credit before they go into college or just into life when they can get credit cards and stuff.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%.
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast. And if you want to see the entire webinar replay, go check it out at zogofinance.com.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.